The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 30th day of May. And indeed, this is the voice of the Christian resistance movement. And indeed, I am Pastor Sanders. And tonight, we have, well, you know what, there's a rumor out there that the engineers fight over who can produce this radio program. And tonight, the producer is Style. Now, I know that that rumor's out there because I started it. Hey, Style.
Hey, the rumor's true, and I won.
All right, very good. Thank you. Okay, very good. Well, we have a lot to talk about tonight, so we're going to get right into it, and we're going to look at tonight. I'm going to do something a little different because of a Memorial Day, and the message that we usually dissect piece by piece all week long. My Sunday sermon, we usually take it into a Bible study, but we couldn't do that because I used that entire thing yesterday because it went so well with Memorial Day, and so now. Tonight we're going to do something a little different because there's several questions that I get asked over and over and over again. And one of them, well, in fact, today, just a few hours ago, a lady called me wanting to know if the rapture is going to take place soon. And, well, Jesus said only the Father knows when the rapture and the second coming is going to take place. That only the Father knows that, so I'm definitely not him. But when I explained to her, we don't know, but I do believe that is very, very close because of the things that's happening now. And the example was, I think, that if we take a look back, God is immutable. He does things the same way over and over. He always does it the same way because he always gets it right every time. No need to change. And if you go back and you look at the days of Noah when the flood was brought on, what was taking place? Well, one of the things that was taking place was you had fallen angels taking women and reproducing offsprings with women, with regular women. Now, what happened was that would change the DNA. That would change the DNA. And so they would be less than human or maybe superhuman, you might call it. And what is happening today with these so-called COVID shots? And by the way, I could not believe it again. I had gone to the VA today for an appointment, and they again had the audacity to ask if I wanted to take one of the bioweapon shots. Of course, they don't call it that, they call it the vax. And I said, absolutely not. Okay, it's just an amazing thing, but anyhow, that's exactly what that COVID shot does. It changes your DNA. So now think about that. The other thing was, it's an estimated, most of your historians and theologians will tell you the population of the earth at that time was estimated about 8 billion people. Well, we're approaching that now. And, you know, God, like I said, he does things the same way. And, that's a lot of evidence in my way of thinking that that time, that rapture could be very, very close. Now, we're going to start today. Now, one of the other things that people always ask me is, do you think we'll have revival? You know, in fact, not only asking me, but they want me to, folks, to try to lead up a movement for revival. I can't do that. The revival, the Holy Spirit has to move in people. It's got to be the moving and the quickening of the Holy Spirit can bring revival. You know, you have these guys out there, these hucksters, some of them that will have, you know, these big tent things, and they're going to have a revival meeting. Well, the idea is great. It's wonderful, you know, but it takes prayer. It takes a lot of repentance, a lot of prayer, and a lot of fasting. You just can't go and put up a big tent and invite a lot of people and say, we're going to have a revival tonight. It don't work that way. It takes prayer, it takes fasting, and the moving of the Holy Spirit to bring revival. God's got to bring that revival, folks. And so we're going to start here in a prayer for revival. This was a psalm for the sons of Korah. Lord, thou hast been favorable unto thy land. Thou hast brought back the captivity of Jacob. Thou hast forgiven the iniquity of thy people. Thou hast covered their sin, Selah. Thou hast taken away all thy wrath. Thou hast turned thyself from the fierceness of thine anger. Turn us, O God, of our salvation, and cause thine anger toward us to cease. Wilt thou be angry with us forever? Wilt thou draw out thine anger to all generations? Wilt thou not revive us again, that the people may rejoice in thee? That's one of the songs that we often will sing in church, one of the hymns, Revive Us Again. Folks, and oh, yes, people in America today, we definitely are longing for revival. We want revival, but it takes, like I said again, repentance, prayer, fasting. Wilt thou revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Show us thy mercy, O Lord, and grant us thy salvation. I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people and to the saints. But let them not turn again to folly. Surely his salvation is nigh them that fear him, that glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Yes, the Lord shall give thee that which is good. In our land shall yield here increase. Righteousness shall go before him, and shall set us in the way of thy steps. Now, again, we often talk about God's word, the Bible, being so extremely, such a great source a great source of authority. it's our ultimate authority. Two, what a tremendous source of information. There's more knowledge and wisdom in this book here than all of the other books in existence combined. And folks, again, why? Well, because this book was written by supernatural. It wasn't written by just man. It was brought together on a supernatural plane. Now, one of the other things that we hear people all the time talking about is, when are we going to get justice? When are we going to get justice? Why does God allow this? Why has he allowed the wicked to rule? When we look at America today, people will ask, I'm going to take a sip here. People will ask, why does God allow them, the little babies, to be killed in this abortion? Why does God allow the Democrats with all of these pedophiles out there today? I mean, you know, it's a horrible, horrible thing what they're doing to the children. It's a horrible thing. Why does God allow this? Why does God, you know, allow so much wickedness and so much evil out there today? Why does he allow the sodomites, when he said that sodomy was an abominable thing, and yet he allows the public education system, the so-called public school system, well, let me call it the public indoctrination system, to force sodomy, to try to force it upon the children. We see Disney, it's not Disneyland, it's pedophile land. It's pedophile world at Disney now. That's what it is. It's the pedophile world. Why do we see all of the so-called woke corporations trying to push this transgender and this pedophilia, everything that's filthy and dirty, drag queens, everything that's dirty, and everything that's filthy, the woke corporations are trying to push force upon the American people today. It's like insanity. It's like all of a sudden there's been an outbreak of, you know, criminal insanity. And so people ask me, why does that? When is God going to destroy his enemies? Well, let's read Psalm 83. Keep not thou silence, O God. Hold not thy peace, and be not still, O God. For lo, thine enemies make a tumult, and they that hate thee have lifted up thy head. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people, and consulted against thy hidden ones. They have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. Well, there was a confederacy of the heathen nations that got together to cut off Israel. They wanted to cut off Israel from is out of existence. And today in America, you have the same weak, wicked forces out there today that want to take away our sovereignty. They want to reduce America to third world status. They want to totally reduce the moral standards in this nation. They want to put, they want to reduce it to the depths of hell and every bit of wickedness and uncleanness out there today. And they call it political correctness. They call it being woke. He goes on, they call it the progressive movement. He goes on, they have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more remembered. For they have consulted together with one consent. They are confederate against thee. The tabernacles of Edom and the Ishmaelites of Moab and the Hagarines and Gebal and Ammon and Amalek and the Philistines and the inhabitants of Tyre and Asher also joined with them. They have hope in the children of Lot, Selah. Do unto them as unto the Midianites, as to Sisera, as to Jabin at the brook of Kishon, which perished at Endor. They became as dung from the earth. Make their nobles like Oreb and like Zebah. Yea, all their princes, as Zeba and Zalmunna, who said, let us take to ourselves the houses of God in possession. Oh my God, make them like a wheel, as the stubble before the wind, as the fire burneth in wood, and as the flame setteth the mountains on fire. So persecute them that they with thy tempest, and make them afraid with thy storm. Fill their faces with shame, that they may seek thy name, O Lord. Let them be confounded and troubled forever. Yea, let them be put to shame and perish. The men may know that thou, whose name alone is Jehovah, art the most high over all the earth. Well, here now, that's an imprecatory prayer that's being prayed. And are imprecatory prayers for today? Yeah, they are. They are. We don't want to see anybody go to hell. Hell is a horrible, horrible place. But at the same time, we don't want to see the continuation of evil, of little children being killed and being abused, and people being tortured, and women being raped and murdered. And in Chicago, I think over the weekend, what was it, 12 people were shot to death, and I don't know how many were, 12 were murdered. I mean, so what do? We pray that God will, one, either bring the wicked to repentance, and if they refuse, he'll remove them so that they will not continue to do such evil and such wickedness. And so, here, also, people will pray for God's vengeance to come upon the wicked people. But the Bible teaches that vengeance belongs to God. And God is, excuse me, I'm still having some situations for you folks. When you hear me cough, don't worry. We have some real major problems here with pollen. I mean, all over the place. So it affects me not so bad, but bad enough anyhow. And that's where you get you'll hear me coughing, and actually my car seat was actually covered with a greenish yellow little powder today, and I left my car windows open, and it's literally sitting out because where I live we have a lot of trees and a lot of flowers, and literally sitting out on my deck just getting some sunlight. These little bitty floaters will come and they'll just land upon you. I mean, they're very small, like the things. They look like what comes off of dandelions once they go to when their life is over. These little bitty, and they're all over the place. And boy, I'm going to tell you, they can get in there. They can get in your nose, and you're breathing that stuff in, and that's what's causing all this. So I better get back to my scripture here. So anyhow, I just thought I want you to know, because what happens is every now and then if I cough on the radio, the next day I'll get 20 calls from people with some kind of cures for my cough. But anyhow, lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and they afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. And you know, that's exactly what you have, these people like Klaus Schwab, George Soros, out there today. That's exactly what they're saying. Remember Jerry Nadler when he said, God has no voice nor vote in Congress. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, you brutish among the people, and you fools, when will you be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastises the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teaches man knowledge, shall he not know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of the law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance, but judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, help me up. In the multitude of thy thoughts within me, thy comforts delight thy soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which framest mischief by law? That's exactly what our government has been reduced to. That's exactly what the courts are doing today, and what the Congress, when they legislate, they're framing mischief by law. They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge, and he shall bring upon them their own iniquity. And he shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yes, the Lord our God shall cut them off. I'm going to go ahead and we're going to go to the break, and we'll be back right after this.
A strange sensation has seized the nation. Man, things are suddenly peculiarly odd. Instead of thugs and thieves of breaking down our doors, we now deplore the federal forfeiture squads, who have a blessing from our Congress to take a cut of everything they can steal. Here in the land of the free and the home of the brave, things have suddenly become unreal. So please, please, federal policeman, please leave my private property alone. Please, please, federal policeman, you got no jurisdiction here in my home. When you go breaking in through somebody's private front door, you do the Constitution bodily harm. So please, please, federal policeman, please leave my private property alone. They got new laws now, they're calling loan fraud. Looks like our law enforcement grew a new arm. You make misrepresentation on your loan application, you might just have to forfeit the farm. The crazy fact is, it's retroactive, which lets them loot your life historically. You may be dead in your grave, but if you did not behave, you might just forfeit up your family tree. So please, please, federal policeman, don't you be seizing my poor daddy's farm. Please, please, federal policeman, sometimes I wonder just whose side are you on. When you go breaking in through somebody's private front door, you do the Constitution bodily harm. So please, please, federal policeman, don't you be seizing my poor daddy's farm.
The ATF and the FBI just hired the KGB. The ADL's got a list for sale,
but you're anti-Semitic if you call it a conspiracy.
Now how could they call it a conspiracy?
My widow mama, they stole her condo on another federal seizure forfeiture spree. She made the tragic mistake of renting to some reprobate they caught with drugs inside her property. They say her condo somehow is guilty
here in the land of the free and the home of the slave. It's a tangled legal web of a mess. So please, please, federal policeman, don't you be stealing my poor mama's estate. Please, please, federal policeman, now this is 10 times worse than Whitewater Gate. I wonder just whose side are you on? So please, please, federal policeman, please leave my private property alone. Please, please, federal policeman, you got no jurisdiction here in my home. Please, please, federal policeman, don't you be seizing my poor daddy's farm.
Back, and 63% of Americans believe that the Trump-Russia smear was a hit job against President Trump. The majority want FBI to be criminally prosecuted for their actions. That's right, in the July 2020 documents were released by the Senate Judiciary regarding the Russian coalition hoax. The second set of documents exposed the outlandish New York Times story that the Trump team had repeated contacts with senior Russian intelligence office officials. The disclassified documents revealed the New York Times reporting was transparently dishonest attempt to fuel the Russiagate narrative in its early stages. In May 2022, the country learned that it was Hillary Clinton's campaign that was behind the entire Trump-Russia collusion hoax. We know this because her former campaign manager, Robbie Mook, said so under oath during the Sussman trial. We knew that all along. I mean, it wasn't hard to figure out. So now here, again, we're talking about the corruption within the FBI. And I do want to say this because so I knew people in the FBI who were good people, and they were honest Americans. But there's good and dirty and everything. And they were the ones that, well, like the whistleblowers, what took place with the hearings that took place last week and the week before. Those FBI agents, the good, the decent, clean FBI agents, were treated horribly. They were turned upon by the agency. And that should send a message to all of the other FBI agents there. They'll do it to them, they'll do it to you. When are they going to ask you to do something that you cannot do? I want to just say hats off to those whistleblowers that had the courage to go forth and tell the truth. Now, today, this morning, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has his final message for FBI Director Wray. He gave him to today to turn over the Biden bribery scheme documents or face contempt charges. Now, here in a message for FBI Director Chris Wray, if he misses today's deadline to turn in over the subpoenaed documents to Congress, I will prepare to move contempt charges against him, McCarthy said this morning. He can send us the document. We have a right to look at that, Republicans and Democrats alike in the committee. And if it does not follow through with the law, we will move contempt charges against Christopher Wray and the FBI. They are not above the law, he said. Well, we'll see. Now, you know, contempt charges, that means you can go to jail. You can go to jail for that, okay? So we'll see if that happens. Now, we're going to find out because, you know, just how far is Christopher Wray willing to go to protect the Communist Party? We'll find out, I guess. Alrighty. First of all, I have an announcement to make, and I better make this announcement. Geauga County Tea Party, There are two very important events coming up in June, so mark your calendars. Now, this is for people in Northeast Ohio, here in the Northeast Ohio area. To attend these special events, please pass this information along to everyone you know. This is for the unborn. We must fight for them. Well, folks, we are. We're in this to win. We're going to battle this, what has taken place with these petitions that they're trying to sign to get people. The communists are out there. And these, what they want to do is they want to pass this legislation that would literally undo all of the pro-life legislation we've in the past. And it would not only do that, it would give full access to all of these perverts out there to the little girls' bathrooms, and it would promote, it would give the ability for these kids who don't know any better to go and get this, what they call trans surgery, which is mutilation. It would give these children the ability to go and get mutilated without their parents' even knowledge, folks. So that's what the Democrats are trying to pass. We're fighting that, and we're gonna fight it with every ounce of blood we have. Now, you must RSVP to attend this town hall meeting here in Northeast Ohio, so we know how many seats to save. You can email us at admin@geogacountyteaparty.com. admin@geogacountyteaparty.com. Send us your name and how many seats you'd like to, you will need for this town hall. You can contact Pro Life Kickoff for the other meetings for the seating arrangements. So, again, that will be. Well, they didn't tell you when it's going to be, did they? No. So, let me turn the page. Then I'll know. Okay. And that will be Monday, June 19th. That's Monday, June 19th from 6:30. To 8:30 p.m. That's Monday, June 19th, from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Geauga County Tea Party at the West Woods. It's the West Woods Nature Center. That's the Park District. And the address at the West Woods Nature Center is 9465 Kinsman Road, and that's in Novelty, Ohio. 44072. Again, that's at the West Woods Nature Center, 9465 Kinsman Road, which is Route 87 in Novelty, Ohio, with zip is 44072. And the town hall meeting, they're going to be discussing the fall of Roe, now what, understanding the Ohio pro-death ballot initiative. This is what we're fighting, what they call the pro-death ballot initiative, and the reality of abortion. So these are the topics. And if you're out there listening to me and you live in the Northeast Ohio area, you really need to get involved in this. You really need to be a doer of the word, not just a hearer only. I mean, we've been fighting all of this. And remember, you know, God said that he that made the eye, does he not see? He that he made the ear, does he not hear? I'm going to tell you, these children are dear, near and dear to the Lord, and we need to fight with everything we have to save these precious unborn, born and unborn. And so, folks, again, what you need to do to that is just go on the internet, and or you can call our office for more information. You can call our office at 440-338-1367. That's 440-338-1367, and we can give you more instructions on that. All right, there you go. Got that done tonight. And so I got to play a little clip here really quickly with Carrie Lake. Boy, what they've done in that Maricopa County has just been just absolutely, the corruption in Maricopa County. I think they should change the name to Merrick Corruption County. It is just unbelievable. But hats off to Carrie Lake for the fight that she's been fighting. She hasn't quit. She's been standing her ground, and praise the good Lord for that. So go ahead and play that, just a small clip.
Maricopa County breaking the seals on the tabulator machines and basically reprogramming them. There's no observers there. There's no Republican and Democrat observers and no lawyers there. They're breaking into the machines, reprogramming them so that they would fail on Election Day. And this is what you're seeing here. Now, we did try to bring this in when we were just in court. We told the judge, hey, look, we got this new information that we did not have in the last trial because Maricopa County dragged their feet and wouldn't give us the system log files. We finally got it, and we started to sift through that information with our experts. They said, wait a minute, did you see this? Over 3 days after they did their official dog and pony show where they certified and tested the machines, over a three-day period, October 14th, 17th, and 18th, they went in and reprogrammed these machines so that they would fail. They tested them. They found out that about 60% of them would fail. They knew that going into Election Day. They used those on Election Day. They put the failing machines in Republican areas. We did ask the judge to bring this forward. He refused, but we're going to continue to push this. What they didn't count on, Steve, is that we were recording their 24-hour cameras. Yes, they have these 24-hour cameras, and you can see there's nobody there watching over them. There's no observers. They didn't count on the fact that our side, the good guys, were actually recording this 24-hour footage to be used later, as in right now. And we're going to use this, and we have more video coming out. And we're never going to stop. We're never going to stop pursuing secure, honest elections. So the guys down at Maricopa County better get used to this steady drumbeat. The pressure is building, and we're not stopping.
Praise the good Lord for that. You know, and again, Maricopa County has got such, you know, they've got, everybody was bought. I mean, the judges are bought. And that Katie Hobbs, well, she's running into some problems because she's having a very hard time keeping any staff. People are jumping ship. In fact, another Katie Hobbs staffer resigns from her train wreck administration, becomes fourth staff member to resign. Here you go. And this is from the Gateway Pundit. Katie Hobbs' chief of staff, Allie Bones, has resigned from her role with the governor's office, making her the fourth staffer to quit in recent months. Nobody wants to work for this woman, not even if they're making $200,000 like Bones was. Her illegitimacy is metastasizing, tweeted Carrie Lake War Room. Well, we're seeing that, yeah, the chickens are coming home to roost, and it seems like that's happening a lot here. Yeah. Lately, and we're seeing the same thing with as what we were talking about here with the FBI, with Chris Wray and all the FBI informants. And I guess from what I understand that they have a lot more FBI informants now. And so, in fact, when we talked about Please, Please, Federal Policeman, that song that you just sang, the corruption there. Officer Bryant Williams identified. We just touched on this last week. But he was identified as the dirty D.C. cop who pushed Trump supporter Derek Vargo off a three-story ledge on January 6th in what appears to be an attempted murder. It hit you. Right there, I'm looking at a picture of him pushing Derek Vargo right off the wall, and that's attempted murder. So four Trump supporters were killed on January 6th, 2021 by dirty cops. Derek Vargo is lucky that he was not the fifth, and there you go. You know, again, there'll be no justice until all those dirty cops are brought to justice, until they're all brought to justice. And here, again, Special Counsel John Durham will testify before Congress on June 21st on the greatest political scandal in the U.S. history. Obama, Hillary, and the Trump-Russia hoax. Now, this is going to be interesting to Durham because he will give testimony. They won't be able to, and what will happen is Merrick Garland won't be able to put a muzzle on him. It'll all come out. Boy, if I was John Durham, I would make sure I've got plenty of security between now and then. And here in this, you've got that Loretta Lynch, Obama, of course, right in the middle, the one who organized all of this is Hillary Rodham Clinton. You've got very, very, very corrupt cop Comey, James Comey. You've got Andre McCabe. You've got Sally Yates. You've got Bruce and Nellie Orr. You've got Lisa Page and Peter Strzok. They're the ones, those were the, they were referred to over and over as the adulterers, Lisa Page and Peter Strzok. And you've got Glenn Simpson, Bill Priestap. These people were all part of the Operation Crossfire, which was absolutely... It was made up, run by Hillary Clinton, and again, Special Counsel John Durham released his final report, and in his investigation on the launch of the Trump-Russia collusion hoax by top intelligence, Durham concluded that the FBI had no verified intel when it opened the Crossfire Hurricane investigation under Trump, and the FBI still had no evidence that they opened the Mueller special counsel in 2017. In July of 2016, Peter Strzok opened a continental investigation into Trump's camp dubbed Crossfire Hurricane based on zero evidence that the Russians had infiltrated Trump's circle. There you go. As if we didn't know all of that, huh? Okay, one of the other things happening, too, you know, I watched as our chief of the Pentagon, Lloyd Austin, I watched as he was under oath. He's being questioned. And I watched him lie under oath. I watched him lie to Congress when asked over and over again. I believe it was Ted Cruz that was doing the asking. Has the Pentagon supported bringing in drag queens? Has our military brought in drag queens onto the bases and that? And he sat there and lied. And when Cruz and the others said on this, they gave him the times and the dates, the pictures and everything right there. And he just would sit there and just said, we don't do that. Even though there's all the information, there they are on the bases, everything's there. Why? Because he was told to lie. Now, he's promoting, him and Millie both promoting these drag queens. And there's people out there right now that believe that these two, and man, think about this for a minute. You know, Defense Secretary Lott, he's our Defense Secretary. And folks, there's a lot of people are convinced that both him and Millie, General Millie, are drag queens. And so the U.S. has been trying to secure a meeting with China's defense minister for weeks, and that is Lloyd Austin has requested a meeting with Li Shengfu, China's new defense minister. But guess what? China says they want nothing to do. They have no reason to want to meet with such a weak people. In other words, probably say, why in the world would we want to meet with drag queens? Speaking of drag queens, here, Texas lawmakers pass bill banning minors from sexualized performance and drag shows. Praise the good Lord for that. Praise the good Lord for that. Texas lawmakers have passed a bill that prohibits sexualized performances and drag shows in the presence of a minor. The bill is now being sent to Republican Governor Greg Abbott's desk for a signature. The legislation, Senate 12, passed with Senate Bill 12, passed with an 87-54 vote. What do you want to bet? 87 Republicans and 54 Democrats, huh? The bill applies to performances containing nudity and the exhibition or representation of actual or simulated sexual acts or performances that appeal to the prurient interest in sex, regardless of whether compensation for the performance is expected or received. Now, the Daily Wire reports if the legislation is signed into law, performers who violate the law could be charged with a Class A misdemeanor and punished with a $4,000 fine or 1 year in jail. Meanwhile, businesses caught hosting such performances could be fined as much as $10,000. Republican Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick said of the bill, "It is shocking to me that any parent would allow their young child to be sexualized by drag shows." Folks, me too. I'm going to tell you this. Those parents that will bring those children to these drag shows, they do not care much for their children. They do not. In fact, they don't even care much for themselves. Speaking of that, you know, there's a saying out there, you go woke, go broke, go woke, go broke. Targets. In fact, there's two articles here. The first one is from the Gateway Pundit here. The Target Vice President of Brand Management, Target VP of Brand Management, is a board member of Gleason, a radical radical sodomite group that promotes grooming, pornography, and the filth in classrooms. And I'm looking at a picture of this guy. He's got a T-shirt on, and it says, Satan respects. Now, Target was already facing calls for a boycott over the tuck-friendly bathing suits and chest binders for the transgender children. Then it was revealed that they are selling clothing items from a creepy, satanic transgender designer that promotes drugs and violence. Now, folks, it's very, 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 very important that you out there, that you boycott Target. See, we have to send a message to them out there. And I just send a message to you. You know, your standards aren't very high if you won't bar, if you're going to go to a place like Target. Well, I'm sorry, but you're not the kind of person I'd want anything to do with. Because that means that your standards are so low that you would go to a place that promotes the grooming, the pornography, and the filth in classrooms. They were the first ones out there to allow those trans things, those perverts, into the little girls' bathrooms in their stores. And they started being boycotted. Now, Target is selling Abpralin, We Belong Everywhere message bags, Too Queer for Here messenger bags, and Cure Transphobia, Not Trans People sweatshirts. Well, guess what, folks? Target credits the Sodomite and Lesbian Education Network for helping place these items on their shelves. So there you go. There's Targets for you. Now, here's the other article I've got from the Epic Times. This is from the Epic Times. And we're taking a look at, a Target store. It's a big, a very large, huge Target store. And guess what? I see three people in this huge store, right? And so here, Target stock has dropped more than 10 percentage points since the company drew controversy for unveiling its latest line of LGBT product. Now, that's lewd, gross, belligerent, transgressing queer products. since the backlash hit Target, the Minneapolis-based retailer stock has dropped some 12%, according to data published by the Dow Jones Market Data Group. The amounts to a loss of more than $9 billion in market value, the data shows. From what I understand, they were losing about $1 billion a day. So by this time, it may be over that. On Wednesday, May 17th, right around the time the controversy erupted, Target store closed at 160.96 cents per share, giving the firm a $74.3 billion market capitalization. But about 9 days later, on Friday, May 26th, the company's stock had slid to from $161 per share to $138.93. So let's just say $139 a share. So there you go. That's a huge drop. In the midst of the backlash led by prominent conservative Twitter accounts, the company confirmed in a news release that it removed some of the Pride collection. Remember, what comes before a fall, Target? What comes before a fall? Your Pride came before a fall. A clothing collection, and placed these items in the back of the stores in some locations. But the released attempt to cast the blame on individuals who were leading a boycott, alleging there have been threats targeting. Well, you know, let me tell you again. That is run by a bunch of perverts. They were the first target, were the first ones to invite these so-called trans things into little girls' bathrooms, folks. So if you've got any kind of honor, any kind of decency, any kind of moral integrity, you will not shop at Target. That's for sure. All right. Okay, we have a whole lot of things. Oh, though, and this is a good one. High school in Texas forced to postpone graduation when only 5 students meet requirements to graduate. This is, well, you know, we've been telling you, if you love your children, get them out of the public school system. If you love them, get them out. But we're coming up to a break. And when we come back from the break, we've got some news. There's a UN executive blows a whistle on the global elite. And, well, you can tell the days that we're living in. You can tell the days that we're living in. We're on a fast track rushing towards Sodom and Gomorrah. So we will be back right after this with a whole lot more to come, so don't go away.
We are. Listen to your favorite ministries on the go. Download AM 1220 The Word's free mobile app from the App Store.
Fight the fight.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.
Let's see, you've applied for our open position for account representative?
Yeah, that's the one.
Great. I see you went to UC Berkeley.
It was really awesome. We had several sit-ins to protest oppressive capitalism.
Oh, and how about your skills for this position?
Oh, yes. I know all about how to spot microaggressions and root out privilege.
We don't really do that here. We do accounting and finance consulting.
Do you have any safe spaces?
Safe spaces?
Yes, where people can go to get away from the colonialist mentality. As long as there's a diversity, equity, and inclusion policy, we'll be fine.
Life's too short to waste your time on bad hires. I'm Andrew Krapischetz, the CEO and founder of RedBalloon.Work. Every week, tens of thousands of reliable, career-minded job seekers visit RedBalloon.Work without all that woke nonsense. Post your open jobs at RedBalloon.Work. And if you put in promo code SALEM, you'll receive 10% off your first month's job postings.